JK, one terrific performance, one not so terrific performance. Was it hard to get up for Sunday, considering one, the emotion Adelaide probably had, and also just the fact that you travelled and had to play again?
No, you know, I think, you know, after Friday night's game, obviously second half, we had a great performance and we were pretty, you know, enthusiastic about getting to Adelaide Sunday and trying to carry that on heading into playoffs. But I think, you know, when we don't play hard, we're obviously not good enough. And the first half we weren't, and we pulled our finger out a bit in the second. But no, the boys are definitely keen and we're ready for the game Sunday.
The inconsistency with things during games at times when you lose is quite dramatic. You have one good half and then one really bad one. How are you going to avoid that for playoffs?
Yeah, I think for us it's, you know, we're a bit slow to start, and that's something we've spoken about for a while and keep addressing. And you know, it's not going to happen instantly. There's no switch we can flick to say, yep, let's do this and we'll start well. But it's something we're aware of, we're focusing on. And like you say, when we do get it going, we are pretty good, you know, and we work hard, we back each other up. We're a tough team. So, you know, we've got a couple more weeks, we've got a few more games to finish before playoffs. So we'll just keep working away one step at a time.
Three games, and you know, you already know you're in playoffs now. So how does that change the way you prepare and for both games and for the playoffs?
I don't think it changes a lot. You know, we're always building for playoffs, and it's great that we've locked that away now. But obviously, the top four positions are still up for grabs, and you know, we want to try and finish as high as we can to get the home court advantage, whether it be semis and finals or whatever. But you know, we just keep ticking boxes along the way, putting in the extra work, getting recovery done, and just going about it the right way.
You spoke about home court. From the weekend's performances, home court is crucial, isn't it? I mean, the way it panned out, you got the win Friday and Adelaide seemed to get the chocolates on the Sunday. So home court becomes crucial to your chances?
Yeah, massively in the playoffs. You know, especially here at Perth Arena with the, you know, 14,000 behind you, it does give you that little bit of a boost. And, you know, it's always tough getting on the road and especially if you don't get away well, it's tough to fight back. And, you know, we always wanted to, that was one of our goals, was first make playoffs and then get home court advantage. So we see that as a big part of being successful.
Your performances, you've been really impressive in recent weeks. Is it just the case of getting more minutes and being a little bit more aggressive?
Oh, no, I think it's just, you know, my mindset. You know, we had a few meetings earlier on around Christmas, New Year break and just discussed what I needed to do to make the team better. And, you know, I've tried to take that on board and do what I can and just, you know, I'm happy just to do whatever, whether that's scoring points, playing defence, whatever, as long as I can make us better. You know, that's all I'm really, really worried about and getting that championship.
You've had double figure points, I think, in the last three of your last four, or maybe even four of your last five. But has scoring then become something you've been working on a little bit more?
No, not really. Nothing specifically, but, you know, we're always shooting after training, getting shots up and whatnot. But I think, you know, just having that more aggressive mindset has, you know, given me more options to get the ball on the rim or just shoot the open shot when before I might have looked for an extra pass or whatnot. But, you know, just doing what the team needs of me.
Do you expect Dexter to be available for the next couple of games? What's he talking about at the moment? Is he going to take it or is he going to challenge?
Yeah, I'm not too sure what's going on with Dexter. You know, I think his heart was in the right place with what he was trying to do. I don't necessarily know if it was the right way to go about it. But, you know, he had his teammates back and I think, yeah, he was trying to do the right thing. But in terms of what's ahead of for him, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the case is. Yeah, hopefully he can be with us to finish out the season.
Two's a big whack for when you look at the context of what other people have got throughout the past couple of years. What are your thoughts on two?
Oh, yeah, to be honest, I don't really follow that whole side of the tribunal aspect and fines and whatnot. I'm more worried about myself and the team and what goes on there. So, to be honest, I couldn't tell you whether two's a lot or one's a lot for what he did. I just know we want him out there as soon as we can.
What was it like? You were out there, you're a little bit lower in the pocket today. When it all started, what were your thoughts?
To be honest, I just saw Lockie, you know, get to the rim, make a layup, his first basket, and I was out in the three-point line celebrating. Then I looked over and just saw, you know, Dexter getting tangled up. And you know, there was a lot of emotion in that game for us towards the end there. And I think that for me, it was just, I was just trying to get over there, make sure he was all right, make sure, you know, that no one none of our boys were getting involved, getting hurt, because obviously that's just one game and we're worried about going to the playoffs and winning another championship. We didn't want anything like that to kind of stumble us along the way.
What did you make of Teaser's foul on Lockie?
I think it was a bit of a rough foul. After he shot the ball, he kind of cleaned him up a little bit. But that's Adelaide. They play hard, obviously, and they showed that on Sunday when we weren't there to front up to start with. They were playing hard again, and they got that lead on us. I'm not worried about what they do. I'm just focusing on us.
What was Lockie Cummings' reaction to the whole situation? He's failed to play a first game.
Yeah, no, he was pretty pumped. He scored. He had a couple of shots there at it, and we gave him a bit of a stick that he could have been leading the 180 club, going 100% from the three, the layup and the free throw. But he's not there at the moment. But he was pretty stoked, and I think he was a little bit overwhelmed by the whole thing afterwards. He was just happy to make the basket and obviously be out there and getting the win.
Was there any apologies from Teaser's end?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think someone said he might have came and apologised after, but I wasn't there or present for it.
Melbourne United train today. I know they're not your opposition, but they will be in a couple of weeks' time. The word is that Casey Prasser ticks all the boxes. He will play finals. What does that mean for Melbourne? It's a tough decision because since he's been injured, they've probably played better basketball.
Yeah, that would be a hard decision for them. But, playing alongside Casey is a hell of a player. He's super competitive. He's there for you, he never let you down, and he gives his all. So I think, for them, that's great that they've got him back as a competitor. It's sad that he's gone, but I love playing against him. You know what you're in for. He challenges you, he gives you your all, so he's fun to play against.
Going back to the tribunal sort of stuff, there's been a lot of agitation on court, especially with probably the top four teams, fair rivalry. Does everyone need to just calm it down a little bit and simmer to make sure that we don't have a repeat of that sort of stuff when it really matters?
Yeah, I think everyone's fighting for that championship. It's a competitive league. No one wants to take a backward step and get walked over. And I think it's just part of sport. It's part of basketball. I mean, it is a little bit agitated here and there, but it hasn't gone too far yet. No one's thrown a punch or done anything stupid. It's just, you don't want to take that backward step and you just want to make your presence felt.
So you think it'll still be that sort of the in your face sort of stuff will still remain regardless of what happens?
Yeah, there's people that's their style of play, that's how they get themselves motivated and fired up, and for us we're just worried about, if that happens, we've got to get together, huddle and move on to the next play and make sure we're all on the same page.